Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. David Engelhardt joins the show to talk about prophecy and whether or not Trump is going to get a second term. But first, Alex Clark talking about MAHA, healthy eating, not being poisoned, how we can win mom voters, that and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. And as always, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We have the legendary Alex Clark. And I should wear a shirt that says Alex Clark was right. So...
That is that's the moral of the story.
Is that it? We're done. We're done with our segment.
People think I'm crazy, Charlie, because for the last year and a half, I've been talking extensively on social media. I'm this really, you know, openly conservative young woman. And I'm like, guys, the health and wellness stuff is the future of the movement. This is what the moms care about. They're so into this. They're so into this. I've changed all of my content, my podcast, my interviews to be on these topics. And my audience exploded. I said, God, this is where it is. This is the magic sauce. And then we've seen now the excitement just explode with women voters after this RFK endorsement of Trump. I've never seen anything like it. I'm so hype.
Tell me about it.
Okay. So first of all, I didn't know that was happening. You probably had an idea. Yeah. Because you have all the inside information. That's why I listen to your show. So I go to this rally. The endorsement happens. I'm like, this is everything that I've been wanting to happen. And it finally happened. And immediately my DMs explode. All of these women in my audience and my core audience, women 25 to 35. Okay. A lot of them are conservative. Not everybody is sold on Trump. And so when this happened, it was DM after DM of, okay, this was it. This cinched the deal for me. I'm finally willing to post on my social media that I will be voting for Trump, and it is because of this RFK endorsement. It is because they are saying that the campaign will focus on food and pharma.
So what? Yeah, is that it specifically? Is that finally that we're going to see that kind of Trump energy of draining the food deep state, draining the pharma deep state?
Yeah.
And what is it about moms and women in particular? Why are they so passionate about those issues?
Because they see how it's affecting their kids and their friends' kids. They're sicker than ever before. They can't learn. Mm-hmm. You know, the autism rates are through the roof. The kids are not okay. The kids are not okay. And this is how you get to the moms, is you focus on what we're going to do for children. And I know that there's been some controversy about, you know, what Trump's been saying about abortion or whatever. He's trying to win. But the women that we have lost on some of the you know, abortion stuff, we can gain back with this food and pharma. That is what I'm seeing.
And so specifically, the RFK is a signal to a lot of these moms and women that, hey, this administration will care about these issues, because RFK's earned a lot of the trust of these moms and women throughout the years, right?
Absolutely. And health is nonpartisan, right? So this is the ultimate issue that we could be talking about of like, hey, you don't like Trump? That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to like Trump, but you love this issue. This issue is important to you as a voter.
And it's finally being elevated on the national stage.
Yes. And
it's no longer just on podcasting.
I need people to understand that this is our only chance. And RFK kind of talked about it at the Turning Point Action rally in Phoenix with Trump. This is his only chance to be in any sort of political position to be able to make a difference. So if we do not vote Trump in this November, we lose our opportunity to do anything about this.
Yes.
We're done. Our kids are toast.
Let's talk about what this means. This means that we're going to blow up the food pyramid, right?
We're going to blow up the food pyramid. We're going to make it so that our media isn't bought and paid for by food companies. The food companies and the pharma companies aren't controlling what gets reported on. Why did Time Magazine this week put out an article saying, hey, maybe ultra-processed foods aren't so bad?
Can you guys get that, by the way? It's almost hard to believe. Please continue. I saw this.
A couple months ago, Time Magazine puts out an article saying ultra-processed foods are terrible. We need to be avoiding them. like a day later, a day or so after RFK endorses Trump, they come out with an article saying, hey, ultra-processed foods, they're not that bad. Maybe they're not as bad as you think. Guess what? Ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as you think. They're worse. They're worse. They're worse.
And ultra-processed foods are like pretzels, Twizzlers, Snickers, potato chips, long ingredient list.
If it didn't come from God, if the ingredients on the label are not single word ingredients, right? If it doesn't
tomato,
say like
water,
yes,
salt.
Yes. That is a real food item. If it has anything else, dextrose or high fructose corn syrup or any of those things, it's not real
or
food.
Or furanamicide.
Yeah. Stuff like that you can't pronounce. It's not real food, right? So the problem is that the entire news media is corrupted by these companies. And so on day one, President Trump's plan is to sign, hopefully, an executive order saying yes. that the pharma companies cannot be paying for the FBA.
The D2C type advertising, right?
Yes. And so that is a huge problem. And you also have, I mean, there's so many things that this will affect, but the panel that decides our school lunch program, Charlie, almost all of them are taking money from Ozempic.
Danish company Novo Nordisk or something.
Novo Nordisk. Yeah. So in 2025 is the next time that the panel meets to decide, you know, what are going to be the school guidelines nationally for our public school lunches and food that's offered. Almost all of them are taking money from Ozempic. So when they're planning what's allowed on in our schools for our kids to eat, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to pick, because they're receiving money from a weight loss pill that they're trying to make so kids can take. They're going to say, oh, we need to put a bunch of foods that's going to make them fat and sick.
And now aren't like 12-year-olds taking Ozempic?
Yeah, so they are testing it now for kids that young. They're trying to make that happen. By the way, this past October, they approved Lexapro, an antidepressant for kids as young as seven. So I need you to understand that this is so huge. This is such a nonpartisan issue. This is the number one issue affecting our country. We have almost 80% of our military, 21-year-old men, that are not eligible to serve because they are so metabolically sick. Mm-hmm. This is a national security crisis if we do not have Trump and RFK tackling the food and pharma. So for all of you, for all of the women, especially that listen to the show, that are so scared to tell their friends that they're voting for Trump, blame RFK. Say, guess what? I'm holding my nose and I'm voting for Trump because I want RFK, because the food and the pharma matter to me. This matters to me. I'm worried about my kids' future. You should be too. Kamala Harris's entire campaign, her top donor is Julie Kelly. She is a Monsanto shill. Her entire campaign is funded by food and pharma. That is why Kamala Harris's campaign refused to meet with RFK. You cannot understand the levels of corruption we're dealing with here. This is truly fighting evil. And all the other, especially if you're already an outspoken conservative, you know all the other good that Trump is going to do. But this is like...
But traditionally, Alex, the Whole Foods crowd are liberals, right? I mean, but we've run into each other at Whole Foods.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it used to be, but the tides are turning. So ever since the pandemic.
Yes. Tell us how this has changed.
So ever since the pandemic, it was really, they were so dumb. They were so dumb to mandate that vaccine, because as soon as they did that, people were like, wow, that's weird. That's like, that's an overstep. Okay. I don't agree with that. And then people started on the right, who had never given a crap about raw milk or pharma or our food system. They started looking into it. I was one of them. 2 years ago, I would have been Chick-fil-A every day. Now I am radically different, radically different. And that's how I feel about Trump. So people are like, well, Trump, he loves his fast food and all that. Yeah. And that was a couple years ago, right? When he was president a couple years ago.
He's also a boomer. Like, this
is new.
He's
a boomer.
To him, okay?
But this is new, but he's learning. And this is the thing, is you don't have to be perfect to understand all this. You can, you know, listen to people like me on my show and start to learn. But Trump is learning. And I think that willingness to learn for those that are skeptical, that is super important. And it's important that he's saying, I'm willing to give RFK Jr. a position in my administration to handle all this. I know that he knows what he's doing.
And so this is a major, major potential win. And then from a policy standpoint, for not allowing D2C advertising, saying that our kids are overweight, they're depressed, they're anxious, they're suicidal, they're actively being poisoned. Talk up to our audience, and I want to go through the breaks here, guys. Educate our audience, but 1 minute remaining. Take one company like Kellogg. Kellogg, what are they doing to our kids that most people wouldn't know?
So Kellogg's is allowing artificial food dyes, which we know are carcinogenic. They cause cancer. They cause behavioral issues. They exacerbate autism, ADHD symptoms. They allow them in the United States because they say our kids like it, but they remove them in every other country. The United States is the only place that Kellogg's continues to put these food dyes in. There is a food babe right now that there is a petition spearheaded by the food babe, Vani Hari, right now getting as many signatures from parents as possible to pressure Kellogg's to drop the food dyes in America. These are the fights that RFK Jr. is going to fight with Trump.
This is an amazing thing. We need a medical reset. We need a food reset in this country. The amount of attention that is now being given on the food space, this is like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Alex?
It's a dream come true. We're going to be hyper-focusing on my show, my podcast, formerly The Spillover, but brand new name on September 9th. Follow me on Instagram at RealAlexClark, because this is all the type of stuff that I talk about.
So, Alex, as you've been speaking up more and more on this health issue, what percentage of moms do you think are really in on this? Because here's what I don't understand, is that if moms really cared, why do they keep on buying the crap for their kids?
Because they don't know.
Really?
They don't know.
They know Lunchables and Kellogg's are poisoning their kids.
So let me give you an example. Somebody named Bobby Parrish, he's Flav City on Instagram. You always see him in grocery stores telling you which ingredients are bad, whatever. He was like, okay, so you think that making a sandwich for your kid's lunch is going to be a healthy option. Like a turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. He shows the bread, the mayonnaise, ham, cheese. You look at all the ingredients, all of it is packed with sugar, packed with all these artificial flavorings, all this kind of stuff. The meal is just as unhealthy as chicken nuggets at McDonald's. I mean, it absolutely blows your mind. So the American consumer is completely tricked. And then you have mainstream media doing the shilling of food and pharma, which is what has to stop. Like the Times article saying, oh, ultra processed food isn't that bad. We are elevating convenience over health. And so you think like, well, it's a cheap, first of all, it's not cheaper, by the way. This is a myth you've been brainwashed to believe, that ultra-processed food is a cheaper option for your family to buy stuff in boxes and bags. The most expensive items in the grocery store are in the middle of the store. That is where all the expensive items are. The stuff on the peripheral, the outside, your produce, your meat, your milk, your bread, that is
expensive.
But it takes work to prepare. So here's the thing. Are you willing to spend an extra 10, 15, 20 minutes making a wholesome, real, nutritious, nutrient-dense meal for your family, or spend years in the hospital later in life? Listen, I have a personal connection to this, Charlie. My dad has had two heart attacks. He has glioblastoma brain cancer right now.
Oh my goodness.
He has type 2 diabetes. My dad, and I love my dad, but and I've been really working with him on this, but my dad is addicted to ultra-processed food. Every issue he has is preventable. It would have been preventable, but it is totally diet lifestyle induced. So this is we're seeing cancer for people under 30 explode right now. Why do you think that is? It is the food.
Yeah, food, it can be medicine or food can be poison. Processed foods are really easy, and I think that is one of the problems, right?
Yes.
Is that moms are overwhelmed, or they are busy, or they don't have a lot of money or a lot of time, and they say, fine, just get the pretzels, just get the Frito-Lays. But also, they have to be very careful, because there's so much propaganda now on these labeling. They'll say, oh, it's heart healthy. These are fake labeling.
Yeah, so
this is a very important thing.
A lot of foods are greenwashing.
They make
it seem like it's healthier than it really is. So you have to become literate in reading the back of the box. Ignore anything that's on the front.
Just
ignore
buy whole foods.
Well, buy real foods, but you have to look at the back, because the front, they'll say anything. They'll say natural. What's that? It means nothing. It's green. The packaging is the color green. Means nothing.
So propaganda.
You have to look at the back. It is propaganda.
For example, I have almonds here. There is one ingredient, almonds.
That's right. So there you go. That's a real food. Real food, even though it comes in a bag.
Blue Diamond. I know it's in a plastic bag, too.
Yeah, well.
Do you think the plastics are making our testosterone rates go down?
Yeah, so the plastic is basically turning boys into girls. Remember when Alex Jones?
All their femboys.
Yeah, so when we talk about, like, this is a joke, when people say, like, soy boy energy and stuff, that it's actually real. Soy boys are real. Alex Jones was right 15 years ago when he talked about the frogs, the water is turning the frogs gay. That sounded crazy, and, like, that's the kind of stuff that he says. He's so ahead of his time, and we're like, that's insane. And then, guess what? Now we know, because the water is filled with endocrine disruptors, feminizing our children.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities. So go to ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com. So, Alex, the problem is that some people really struggle with this topic because they say, really, are you trying to tell me that the food is eating ourselves to death? I mean, I would say a lot of baby boomers struggle with this because they find it hard to believe that the companies could be this sinister and the food could be this bad. And they also don't want to acknowledge that our parents have largely been poisoning us.
Okay, so here's what I would say to Gen X, especially older Gen X, which is my parents. They were born in 67, and then the baby boomer generation to understand this. So remember when the tides turned and everybody understood that cigarettes were causing cancer and bad for you? All of those scientists who were paid to make cigarettes as addictive as possible were bought by the big food companies in the 80s. And they said, hey, we want you to now transfer all of your talent into the ultra processed food, the chips and the cookies and even other stuff, your chicken tenders, whatever. We want you to make it as addictive as possible. They did it. They did it. In the 90s, when you and I were growing up, that's when you started to see things change. McDonald's getting rid of beef tallow and started using seed oils to cook their
really?
Fries.
I didn't know that.
Goldfish. Oh, my gosh. You should look at a Goldfish cracker ingredient list from when you and I were little compared to now. It's crazy. So they started pumping all of this crap. That's also when GMOs came out, was in the 90s. We started spraying everything with glyphosate and all that. So this is it's not the same food that you grew up with, and that is what the point that we're trying to make. So, yeah, a Goldfish cracker in 1994 would be different than a Goldfish cracker in 2024. It's just the sad state of things, and this is the kind of stuff that needs to change.
And sadly, we were actually a healthier country when we smoked. We were less fat.
Well, that's before you also had everybody really using all these seed oils and stuff. That's what's causing the problems.
Yeah, no, I mean, so let's, by the way, this is Alex Jones and RFK. Play cut 140.
There's atrazine throughout our water supply. If you, in a lab, put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will feminize every frog in there.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
And 10% of the male frogs will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs. If it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well.
That is amazing. I love that clip.
Isn't that great?
That is so good.
But so how do you push back against them calling you conspiracy theorist, all this other stuff?
Well, it's not a conspiracy. The evidence is there. I mean, look at all of the data from the last 40 years of how our health has gotten worse. How are we overprescribing? Everybody's on like 15 medications now. We're sicker than ever. It, you know, if this stuff was working, the over-medicalizing of American society, if this was working, why is everybody so sick? Why are we getting worse and not better?
We are getting fatter. We're getting sadder. The medication is not helping. Chronic diseases are exploding.
The other thing I would say to people that are skeptical of this and just think it's like really crazy and it's like, oh, it should just be easy to make the right decisions, right? Like, oh, everyone knows don't eat cookies and candy. So let me give you an example. The American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, they take money from people like Coca-Cola. Now, we know that Coca-Cola is going to make those medical issues worse, right? But they take money from them. Why? Because it's all compromise. It's all a business. If everybody is sick and they have heart problems, then they have to join the American Heart Association. And then the American Heart Association, by the way, one of their biggest funders, canola oil. Big canola funds the American Heart Association, which we know causes heart disease. So you see, it's all a circular effect. So it's not crazy. It's not conspiratorial. This is real life. This is real life.
The political side of it, we are struggling with young women voters. What can we be doing better?
We need to focus on this issue and keep talking
about
it.
You think food health is the most...
This is the number one
this
thing.
This is the kicker.
This is the number one thing. I was just texting with a really prominent podcaster in the health and wellness space. She endorsed Biden. And this morning she texted me and she said, I have been a liberal registered Democrat my entire life. I am telling everyone to vote for Trump. This is so much bigger than you realize. So if anyone from the Trump campaign is listening, have J.D. Vance keep talking about seed oils. I tweeted him this morning. I said, J.D. Vance, keep talking about seed oils because he has before and the women loved it. Trump, focus on food and pharma. We're taking on food and pharma. RFK obviously does that. The women voters and especially the undecided women voters, we can win on this issue and keep talking about how the Kamala Harris campaign is completely compromised and bought and paid for by food. Big food.
Big food, big pharma have bought the Kamala Harris campaign and they're taking their liberal mom base for granted. They think their liberal mom base only cares about abortion, but they also care about produce, food, what their kids are eating.
Yep. Keep focusing on this with conservatives. And if you need a scapegoat to say why you're voting for Trump because your friends and family are just going to rake you over the coals, say it's for RFK. That's okay. He'll take the blame. He'll happily take the blame.
He will take the blame. Alex, excellent work. And we can't really plug a podcast right now, can
I
we?
Know, because we're changing the name. So September 9th, follow me at Real Alex Clark on Instagram. On September 9th, you'll find out the new name of my show where we are doing multiple interviews every week focusing on things like food and pharma, all things health and wellness, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Alex, thank you so much. David, great to see you, man.
Charlie, good to be on.
You're dressed up and looking dapper as always.
I watched your show yesterday to see if you were going to be wearing a suit. I was
not
thinking,
today.
Should I do a t-shirt? No. We're working hard. We're running towards the election.
We are in the vote early program right now. Yeah. Great to see you. I told you to kind of come prepared with some stuff.
Yeah.
But first, let me just read an email that we got here. I think you could help here. Yeah. So Charlie, I have some questions regarding voting for Trump. The people in my church do not want to vote for Trump because they say he's not sufficiently pro-life. How would you answer that? So I think both of us could dialogue about this, David. We're both pro-life. We both love the unborn. Trump is not as pro-life as we are.
Right.
However, he's been a pro-life warrior more than he gets credit for.
Yep.
How would you answer that question?
There was an article 2 days ago in The Federalist that said this is what it was titled. Trump is the pro-life candidate.
Yes.
How do we make that decision? It's very simple. There are two candidates. And which one wants to promote abortion and which one has done an incredible
abortion
job.
Abortion trucks at the DNC.
Vasectomy is an abortion. It's essentially anti-life. It's like
yes.
People that are for ending life. Why? Because they worship the environment. It's like, okay, well, Trump is not going to create a federal abortion ban. So there's no president right now that could ever get elected in this United States that would pass an abortion federal
Nor
ban.
Would Congress do that.
Nor would they ever do that.
Now, we should work towards that aim.
Sure.
That should be the telos. That
sure.
should be the goal. That should be the destination.
Yes.
But we're all incrementalists now.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris would sick the IRS and Department of Justice on every pregnancy crisis center, every pro-life charity.
That's right.
Every pro-life nonprofit.
That's
it wouldn't
right.
even be a question.
So incrementalism is how the kingdom of God works. Jesus comes 30 AD. Well, he just comes to 0 AD. 30 mm-hmm. AD, he's here. 33, he leaves. It takes the church until 270 AD before the Romans aren't killing them anymore. It incrementally grows and takes over. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that grows and becomes the biggest of all the garden, but it takes years and years and years.
Yes.
And people have to think not just one-dimensionally, but two-dimensionally about these
issues. Why do you think we do that? Is that a failure of the flesh to think one-dimensionally? That I want it now?
Sure.
I want it my way?
Sure. I think when we're scared, we make decisions quickly because we think it'll protect us. So rather than stepping back and thinking and breathing, we make rash decisions. I think the body's... God designed it to do that in case of we're getting attacked by a wild animal or whatever.
Yes.
We're made to make very fast decisions. And so in these situations, who's ruling our country? And I mean that in a constitutional republic. But these really big decisions, we make very simple, rash decisions because we're scared.
Yes. So you have some stuff you want to discuss.
I do.
I tell David, I say, come prepared. And he always has great stuff. David, the floor is yours.
Okay, great. Well, I want to talk about dreams just for a minute.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Because yes, no, dreams are all throughout the scriptures.
They're all throughout the scriptures. And Joseph
and God
and
gives
Daniel.
Them, and then God interprets them through intermediaries.
Exactly. And often in secular societies, whether it's Daniel in Babylon, whether it's Joseph in Egypt, you see God speaking to people in dreams a lot. Maybe because those societies are so loud. like ours, maybe because of entertainment or whatever, we need to hear dreams from God. And so in 1966 in Wales, there's a town called Aberfan. This town is a mining town. So they're pulling coal out of the mountain and they're moving the dirt to get to the coal, right? Of course. They're piling the dirt on the side of the mountain. Well, the town is at the bottom of the mountain. And this dirt is getting piled at the side of the mountain, and they're having incredible amounts of rain. 6 to 8 people on this morning wake up with a dream that the mountain broke, and all of this black goo was over the school, and everyone was dying or had died. This little girl wakes up. She's about 8 years old. A psychologist goes through the town and he interviews all these people after the disaster. This little girl says to her mom, "Mom, I have a dream to tell you." The mom says, "I don't want to hear it. I'm busy. I don't have time for it. I'm trying to get kids ready for school." She says, "Mom, you must listen. I dreamt I went to school and there was no school there. Something black had come down all over the school." Later that morning, an avalanche happens in Aberfan, Wales.
Wow.
The school gets covered. 144 people in this town, mostly women and children, die. And you can say, why is God so mean? Why would he do such a horrible thing? I can't believe horror happens in the world. It's like, no. God actually specifically gave people warnings that this is going to happen, or this potential is going to happen. There's a lady in my church that had a dream that Kamala Harris won the presidency.
Now, does she have a gift for this?
Yes.
Okay, so that's important. It's not just a random dream. She has before, she's spiritually awake.
Yes.
She fasts, she prays.
Yes.
She's in the disciplines. So she had it's not a prophecy, though.
No, it's not a prophecy.
Those are two different things.
That's exactly
Can you explain
right.
that?
Well, prophecy is often foretelling. It's saying this is what is going to happen.
But dreams can be warnings.
Absolutely, and they often are. And so she has a dream, and in the dream, she told me the dream. It totally ruined my day because I'm like, Trump is going to win. We're fighting. It's so awesome. And I was reminded that many people are not fighting. Many people are not voting early. Many people, especially pastors and Christians, don't care. They're like, we'll probably get it this year. So Kamala gets the election. Millions more people cross the border. They start destroying.
She saw this.
She sees this in the dream. It's destroying infrastructure. States start seceding. And World War III breaks out. Russia invades the United States. And there's war on the ground here in the United States. Fighting is breaking out. You could say, that would never happen. Yes, it could. If they keep giving billions of dollars and rockets and missiles to Ukraine, they could very easily incite a situation that brings violence to our shores with an incredibly weak administration. Of course they could do that. And so in this dream, she keeps hearing this voice from the sky, from heaven, God's voice, right? Say, you get what you deserve. Over and over and over again. You get what you deserve. So what does that mean? It means like God is giving you an opportunity to respond and do the right thing and not be apathetic and not be lukewarm like the church in Laodicea, and actually do something and vote and care. Love your neighbor as yourself. Actually care. Stop being such a brat and being like, he's not perfectly pro-choice. It's like, we're against chaos and hell and potential war. Wake up. This is real. And we get what we deserve.
There's a scripture. That's what I was looking up. I remember it in my reading. Proverbs 1:31, which is, therefore shall they eat of their fruit their own way and be filled with their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you shall get what you deserve.
Exactly.
Proverbs 1 is, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices.
Mm-hmm. And we have a nation of 60 million people, and many of those people are absolutely apathetic. Revelation chapter 3, Church of Laodicea, the best picture of apathy in all of the scripture. It says, your wealth, your possessions, your gold, we're the richest nation in the world, just to remind everybody. By far, in the history of the world that's ever been.
Nothing even close.
Not even close. And we're like, I'm struggling. It's like, but you're struggling with a car and a microwave and air conditioning. You're not struggling.
And Wi-Fi and Netflix and
exactly.
Hulu. Yeah.
And that brings apathy. That brings lethargy. That brings lukewarmness. That's the consequence. That's the danger of wealth.
Wow.
And so the crazy thing about Laodicea is it's all about, in Revelation, making a decision and God giving people an opportunity to change. Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone that hears me can open the door. He says, I love the people I discipline and rebuke, so please turn. And it's like, we have dreams that God gives people in the history of the world, dreams that God have given some of our friends, literally, that we can actually lose this election.
Yes.
It's a possibility. We don't have it in the bag. It's not a slam dunk. And the danger of good polling numbers is all of the already apathetic people increase their level of apathy. Now, there's another dream story in the Bible, and that dream story is the story of Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph is the dreamer. They call him the dreamer. That's his character in the Old
and
Testament.
And the interpreter of dreams.
Exactly.
Both. Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No, yes, yeah. you're
I know Genesis, but yeah.
Yes, you do. So Pharaoh has a dream.
Yeah.
And Joseph doesn't say, well, that's, you know, too bad. And Pharaoh doesn't say, well, too bad. They respond to the dream. And the dream is a death dream, right?
That's right.
Fat cows, skinny cows. Sounds like a horror movie. These emaciated cows eating the fat cows. And they respond rightly to the dream. They don't say, no, this is fake. This is pretend. God would never let this happen. We have so much momentum right now.
It was during a time of harvest, remember.
They're in a season of plenty.
Yes.
And God warns them, soon you're not going to be in a season of plenty.
8 years on, eight or seven, or yeah.
Seven, yeah. You're going to go into 7 years of famine. So you better watch out. You better store up for yourself. And Joseph comes to Pharaoh and he says, I believe the dream is from God, and I believe this is what it means. Nobody else could interpret it rightly. And I'm like, I'm sitting here in my church 2 weeks ago when this young lady told me this dream. I was just like, I'm actually scared. I live in Manhattan, right? I'm scared of what will happen if the people of my city and my church and my state say what they always say. Oh, it's a blue region, so it doesn't matter if I vote here. Charlie, I, who am on the board of Turning Point USA, it's incredible. I didn't vote in 2016 because I said, like everybody else, oh, it doesn't matter where I live. It doesn't matter in New York. It's a blue state. It's a blue city. It doesn't matter. That's called apathy.
Yes.
That's shameful. That's lethargy.
Yeah.
And Jesus is saying to me, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your state is. Like, that spirit of apathy.
I love that.
Like, and the end of that is destruction.
You do it out of obedience, too.
Yes.
Not just out of where you live or
yes.
if you're in Sodom or Nineveh.
That's right.
I want to play this tape here of Kim Clement.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Where he... Now, he had the gift of prophecy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and this doesn't necessarily mean we're going to win or mean we're not going to win,
right?
But he did predict the Kennedys coming
incredible.
And endorse. Have you seen this part
incredible.
Of this clip?
Incredible, yes.
And
yes.
There's a divine aspect to this election that we have to keep our eye on.
That's
there's a spiritual
right.
component. But we also must repent as people and as a nation every day.
Exactly, exactly.
That is the first spiritual discipline.
I stand at the door and knock. If you will open it, I will come in.
Yes, that's act. Right. David, how do people support you? Do you have a social media you want to plug? Or?
Yeah, you can go to kingschurch.io and just
see
what we're
doing. You got an interest meeting coming up?
We had an interest meeting
sorry.
In Phoenix.
It already happened. How was that?
It was awesome.
Okay,
we just got our building on Shea Boulevard for a Phoenix church, our fourth church in the United States.
I'm going to be coming by.
And you're going to be preaching.
Yeah, and I think you're going to be moving here, right?
Yeah, eventually.
We've got to get David moving here. More registered voters for Arizona. You see? Constantly ballot chasing. All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy, so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now. So you have a passion for the local church.
I certainly do.
What should the church's posture and activity look like from now to the election?
So we have a problem in America. That problem is our churches keep getting bigger, and yet America keeps getting darker. Right? America is getting more secular and darker over and over and over again because I think the issue, and this is certainly not every pastor. We have phenomenal pastors in America. The issue is truth. And the Bible is really clear that truth is what grows us. And so what needs to happen is pastors need to speak truth. And what does that mean simply in this context is action is what matters. Jesus says, I know your deeds. You're neither hot nor cold, and I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. He doesn't say, I know your faith. I know your heart. I know your joy. That's really Kamala. I'm all about joy. I don't care how you feel. I care what you did. And so in the church, we have this whole, I care about what you feel or your emotive state or your internal intention is really what. No, it's not what matters in the book of Revelation in the third chapter. Action matters. Going and voting, encouraging people, being uncomfortable, having the uncomfortable conversations and saying, if we don't do this, we are not loving our neighbors as ourselves. That's not happening. And so imagine God actually came to earth. Let's imagine that happened. And let's imagine that fact was validated by his resurrection from the actual dead. Let's imagine that happened. And then let's imagine he said, these are the most important rules of all the rules. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and mouth. And then the second, which is like it, is love your neighbor as yourself.
Leviticus 19, yeah.
That's action. That's not just a posture of the heart. I always try to recontextualize this because we're so agnostic. Actually, God actually came to earth and actually said, the most important thing you can do is love God and love your neighbor as yourself.
And all the other laws of the command of the prophets hang on these two.
Are distilled into this core
those
and
two
center.
Things. And it's love God vertically, love neighbor horizontally.
That's right.
And the question is, how do you best love God and how do you best love your neighbor? That is the question.
Because
people think it's easy. You love your neighbor by telling them the truth and making sure you have safe streets and that kids aren't being danced in front of by drag queens. That is loving your neighbor. Low crime, good schools, strong families.
And the context of this dream you and I were just talking about, my friend was talking about literally, actually, war being here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. That would be catastrophic for your neighbor.
We had World War I and World War II. It wasn't that long ago that we had the bloodiest conflicts mm-hmm. in the history of the world. To be naive enough to believe that that couldn't happen again is absolutely...
We're on the precipice of a world war. And Kamala Harris would bring us to a world war. So this is Kim Clement, who I believe has now passed away. He, again, I'm careful with prophecies. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But he prophesied the first Trump election, and he said that Trump will serve two terms. That was his specific prophecy. When in 2020, when all that nonsense happened, people said, oh, Clement was wrong. Well, he never said they had to be consecutive terms.
Right, right.
He did have remarkable precision about Donald Trump's political future. This is now a newly surfaced clip I have not seen. This is from 2009, where he talks about for what has happened with the Kennedys. Listen carefully. This is from 2009 in Chicago, Illinois, play cut 141.
What happened with the Kennedys since the Spirit of God was spoken of? Now I will join hands between Democrats and Republicans and do an unusual thing, says the Spirit of God. Come on! They will say what they tried to increase, now they are decreasing. And God says it shall be a sign. But even now that the Kennedys have come to this place, I spoke about it, that there would be a massive outbreaking and outpouring. in the system, in this nation, the political system, the three enemies that shall rise up and already on their way. I will take them, I will send ambushments against them, they will confound themselves, and this nation shall rise above the occasion and come to oneness with God, says the Lord. Come on!
So he went to see Trump and prayed over him right before it happened and said, you're going to be president. And it was very early. David, your reaction?
Hebrews chapter 8 and Jeremiah chapter 31 say the same thing. It says in the new covenant, which is when Christ helps establish a relationship, not helps, establishes a relationship or the opportunity for a relationship with God and man. The core and most fundamental promise is that your sins will be forgiven. The second fundamental promise is I will write my laws on your heart. Mm. And it's like, okay, well, you know, that doesn't actually happen. God doesn't take a marker and climb into your aorta and scrawl upon it.
Of course.
This is a metaphorical, symbolic.
That would be a wooden reading of the scriptures.
That's exactly
woodenly,
right.
Not yet.
And it would deny a God that can reach into time, space, and interact with man. And the promise is like, it's a beautiful poetic picture, is that God writing on our heart means that internally, the internal voice, not God saying, hey, I'm here, but inside of our heart, we would be compelled by God's word to say certain truths. I mean, that's happened with you. You've been compelled to say things that are true. The prophet says, it's like fire burning in my bones. I can't contain it, but I have to release it.
Yes.
It's like God's writing on people's heart. For Christians, this is the foundation of what Christianity is. That's why all these people say it's a relationship, not a religion. Because very fundamentally, it's God writing on your heart, speaking to you. And if you don't want to believe that, that's fine. But that's not Christianity, the religion that rescued the world out of darkness and bondage.
And built this world we live in.
Built the civilization that we're currently in. So my first premise would be that you must believe that God speaks to humans. You have to believe that. And if you're a secularist, then you can look at Aberfan and Wales, not a Christian context, and see the mudslide coming down on that school and God wanting to warn people. And then that can take you in the second premise, which is he actually speaks not just in the general, but in the specific as well. I have this third thing to say, Charlie, though, that God has two wills, a universal will and a particular will. His universal will always comes to pass. His particular will does not always come to pass. How do I know that? Because the scripture very specifically says God desires, so it's his will, God desires that all men would be saved. Well, was Hitler saved? Certainly not. Was Mao saved? Certainly not. Are all men saved? Certainly not. But God desires it to happen. His particular will doesn't always happen. His universal will, his hand guiding the course of mankind, determining the beginning and end of the story of man, always happens. So Kim Clement stands up and says, I say, and I think you say, this is the particular will of God.
I pray that's right. And again, I don't want to put too much stock in prophecy, but I don't think Kim Clement, in 2007, he said, he talks about Trump as a trumpet, two terms in office, economic and protective measures. It will give you chills.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we just have to acknowledge and be humble enough that there is a divine and the sovereign above us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's play cut 142, please.
Not a religious one, but I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Now God says, a president that I will bring into the White House, and they will say, he is ungodly. He does not know God. But even as Jesus disguised himself for the great feast, so I have disguised this man's heart. And when he...
Pretty remarkable stuff there, isn't it?
Incredible. Hot blood. He's going to build a wall. Economics.
Israel. Two terms.
I love the part where he says that...
Hopefully two terms.
the religious people will be fooled because the religious people are all about
true is that?
Specific rules, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And we had an email at the beginning of our segment here, and she said, well, he's not a pro-life
He's not as Christian as I am.
It's like that's what religion,
which I always chuckle.
That's what religion does. It's like if you don't follow my exact way to the very T, forget about the spirit of the thing. Forget about the literal Supreme Court that we currently have. That's amazing. And I care more about, you know, my own.
Just how ungrateful. Say, oh, I'm not going to vote for Trump. Thanks for that Supreme Court. But this is so ungrateful.
It is. It's incredibly disloyal, which is a problem.
Plug your stuff again, David, for audience.
David Engelhart, kingschurch.io for our website. I'm on Instagram. I get to hang out with Charlie sometimes at Turning Point events, and we are excited about what God is doing in America.
Amen.
If people respond to him.
Yes, if my people will, what is it, repent to my
who
face?
Called by my name, will humble himself and pray, if they will.
First Chronicles, right.
Yes.
David, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.